Unlike most of the other stories I've written, the one you're about to see happens to be true. I'm not going to say much more than that about it, or I'll give the game away and spoil it for everyone. But it is a true story. And before I wrote it, I researched the facts very thoroughly because I wanted everything to be as accurate as possible. The dialogue is obviously invented, but the details are correct. And by the way, let's get one thing clear. All the names that I use for persons or places were authentic at the time of the happening.
Come here. No, here. Did you knock?
Yes, Papa.
I didn't hear you.
I did, Papa. I knocked.
You're arguing with me. I said I didn't hear you. This is a customs post, not a kindergarten. You ought to show respect for authority. I'm in charge here.
Yes, Papa, but I...
No buts! What about your cap? You stand there without removing your cap, my God!
Papa, the doctor sent me and he says you must come at once.
Just like that, huh? How can I come now? I'm on duty. Tell him I'm on duty!
It's all right, sir. I can look after things.
You? You're a junior officer. I am the senior man. I have authority here. You young people have no sense of duty. I can't just get up and go when I please. I'm on duty until dawn. Until dawn, I shall stay.
But sir, you're right.
A man's duty comes before his family. You young people! Tell him I'll come at dawn. Not a moment before. Damn doctors, butchers. I have no faith in doctors.
Papa, the doctor said...
Never mind what the doctor said. I've given you my orders. Kindly obey them. I'll take the bed to you! Allies! How long ago did she start?
About half an hour ago.
Yeah. She'll be all night at it. She always takes hours. That's the trouble. Now, your mother was quick. 3 hours you took to come into this world. 3 hours. Watch, just like that. No problems. But not Clara. Long and hard. Too long, too hard. She weakens. The babies, with all that pain and screaming. Go and tell the damn doctor!
Go as he says. And don't worry. I'll get him to go home.
Thank you, Joseph.
You go on now.
Thank you.
He's a good little boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I don't want any more dead babies.
That would be the husband.
Alois?
Where's your father?
He said he'll come when he's off duty. At dawn, he said.
All right.
Where is he?
You go to bed now. I'll wake you when the baby comes. Go.
Is she all right?
Yes, she's fine. Go.
I want him here. Soon. You rest. He won't come. He knows what'll happen.
You must.
What does the husband do?
He's a customs officer, doctor.
And what did she mean, he knows what'll happen?
Well, she hasn't had an easy time.
I want the doctor. I want the doctor.
It's all right, I'm here.
Who are you? I don't know you.
I'm the doctor, dear lady.
I've never seen you before.
I'm new. Old Dr. Mueller has retired. I'm the new doctor here.
Have they told you?
Told me what?
About me.
About you? What is there to know about you? You're a perfectly healthy young woman, and you're going to have a baby. That's all I need to know.
In the past 18 months, I have lost 3 babies.
I know. I've read Dr. Mueller's reports, but none of them in childbirth. You must try not to think about that. Just try and relax. Everything is going to be all right.
This will be my 4th baby in 4 years.
Quietly now.
I don't think anyone can know what it means to lose 3 children, doctor. All 3 of them, slowly, separately, one by one. I keep seeing them. I can see Gustav's face just as clearly as if he was lying here beside me in the bed. Gustav was a lovely boy, doctor, but he was always ill. Oh, it's a terrible thing when they're always ill, and there's nothing you can do to help them.
You mustn't worry. This baby is going to be healthy and fine, I promise you.
My little girl was called Ida, doctor. She died a few days before Christmas, 4 months ago. I just wish you could have seen Ida, doctor. She was so beautiful.
I'm sure.
Ida was 2 years old. So beautiful. I used to be terrified that something would happen to that child. Gustav had gone. And my little Otto had gone. She was all I had left. Sometimes I used to get up in the night, creep over to her cradle, and put my ear close to her mouth, just to make sure she was breathing.
Try to rest. Please try to rest. How long have you known her?
4, 5 years, yes. You see, they took rooms here at our inn the first time they came here.
So you've known her all through these troubles?
Oh, yes.
What about the husband?
Well, he drinks a little too much. And he's terribly strict with the other two.
What other two?
The little boy and his sister.
From a former marriage?
Yes.
Did you know the first wife?
No, I didn't.
Uncle! Uncle!
It's all right, you're in good hands.
Where's Uncle?
Just close your eyes and rest. Who is this uncle she calls for?
She calls her husband uncle.
Her husband?
She is his niece.
He married his niece?
Yes. Oh, I told my poor late husband, God rest his soul, I told him it's against the laws of God and nature to marry your own flesh and blood. They were married here. Right here in the downstairs parlor. I didn't want to allow it, but what could I do?
Even in the short time I've been in the town, I've heard nothing but scandal about him.
He is a dreadful man.
I don't want it. I don't want this child.
Everything's going to be all right. Please try not to upset yourself. You need your strength.
I don't want it. That's what I said after Ida's funeral. I won't have it. I've buried enough children. I was already 4 months pregnant with this one when we buried Ida. But I don't want it. I don't want it.
Stop it. Stop it at once. How dare you? You are going to give birth. That's the most miraculous event in the universe. Think of the new life you'll be bringing into the world.
I'm frightened, Doctor.
Don't be.
What chance can this one have?
Stop thinking like that.
When Otto was born, my husband said to me, why do all my children have to be so small and weak?
I'm sure he didn't say that.
He put his head right inside Otto's cradle, as if he was examining a tiny insect, and said, all I'm asking is, why can't they be better specimens? 3 days later, Otto was dead. We had to baptize him quickly on the third day. He died the same night. And then Gustav died. And then Ida died. All of them died, Doctor. And the whole house was empty.
Sir, the sun will be up in about an hour.
So what?
No one will mind if you go home early. Your wife needs you, sir.
I will not take orders from you or anybody else.
I'm sorry, sir. I just thought you'd like to see your child.
I'm my own master. I come and go when I please.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing you can tell me about what wives need or don't need. I've had 3 of them. I should know.
Yes, sir.
I'm being punished.
Punished?
Punishment for my sins. Hasn't God punished me enough? Haven't I suffered enough? I know I have not been a good husband. I know. I try. But I'm easily tempted. My first wife left me. She was sickly. 14 years older than me.
Rich.
But sickly. Then there was Fanny. She was a maid at the inn here. She bore me 2 strong children. But we weren't married at the time. Couldn't be. The first one was still alive. When she died, Fanny and I got married. But God help me if Fanny didn't have to go. Get ill. Lungs. She had to leave. For the mountains. Better air. I was alone. Had to look after the 2 little children. So Clara, she's my niece, you know. Clara came to help. One thing led to another. Oh, God.
Sir? It's best not to think of these things. It's better to go home and welcome your new child.
I had a special dispensation from Rome to marry Clara. But still, God doesn't leave me alone. And it's not true that I bought a coffin for my first wife while she was still alive. Not true!
Of course not.
I tell you something, Joseph. I'm frightened to go back to the inn. I know another punishment awaits me. And Clara only gives birth to weaklings. I can't bear to look on another sickly child. I can't face another dead baby.
Dear lady, everything is normal. You have a son. You have a fine son. Do you hear him crying?
Is he all right?
Of course he's all right.
I want to see him.
You'll see him in a moment.
Oh, please let me see him now. I want to see him.
My dear lady, you have a fine, strong, healthy child. Don't you believe me when I tell you that?
What's happened, doctor? Why has he stopped crying?
Nothing has happened. Frau Lemner is giving your baby a little wash. She's making him look pretty for you.
You swear to me he's all right.
I swear it. Now lie back and relax. Close your eyes.
I pray and pray that this one will live.
Of course he will live. Now go on. Close your eyes. That's right, that's better. Good girl.
Uncle!
Quietly now. Are you the father?
Yes.
Congratulations, you have a son.
A son?
Yes.
How is he?
He's fine. So is your wife.
Good. Thank God.
You can come in and see them both in a moment. I'll call you.
Doctor, you're certain the baby is quite normal?
Quite certain.
Boy.
There you are. Now you can lie back and look at him to your heart's content. Go on, look at him. He won't bite you.
But the most beautiful hands. Such long, delicate fingers. Look.
I'm frightened to look. I don't believe I have another baby and that he's all right.
Now don't be stupid.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Of course.
Oh, hello, my beautiful one. Oh, aren't you lovely? There.
Doctor.
What is it?
I want you to baptize this child now.
But why? A priest will do it in church.
Not now. Please. Just in case. We had to baptize Otto on the third day. He died.
Stop it at once. This is a perfectly healthy child. You are not to upset yourself. I forbid it. Now, I'm going to let your husband come in.
Alois?
Yeah.
There you are. You can come in now. Come.
Clara, how did it go?
This baby has got the most marvelous pair of lungs. You should have heard him screaming when he came into the world.
My God, Clara.
What is it, Uncle?
This one is even smaller than Otto was.
There is nothing wrong with that child.
It's no good lying to me, Doctor. I know what it means. It's going to start all over again.
Now, you listen to me.
What? You know what happened to the others.
Forget about the others. Give this one a chance.
Well, this is so small, so weak.
My dear sir, he has only just been born.
It's even so...
What are you trying to do? Talk him into his grave?
I cannot have your wife upset. Try to comfort her, please.
Clara, I'm sorry. Stop it now. Stop it.
There are other forms to be filled in. Frau Linda, would you stay with her, please?
Yes, of course.
Have you decided on a name for the child?
Yes. I'd like to call him Alois, after me. But I have already got a son from a former marriage called Alois. Well, I'd like something close.
Every day for months I have gone to church and begged on my knees that this one will be allowed to live.
I know, Clara, I know.
3 dead children is all I can stand. Oh, God, be merciful.
Your wife's maiden name?
Polzel, Clara Polzel.
And now your particulars. I know a family with the same name as yours in Dorisheim. They spell it H-I-E.
No. They are cousins. We changed the spelling. We spell it H-I-T-L-E-R. Hitler.
Name of infant? Adolphus Hitler. Date of birth, 20th of April, 1889. If you could sign there, please.
I hope they don't call him Adolf.